Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosure, and disclaimers, and other important information.
Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we are obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest, Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Well, hello, my witchy Opu. Have I missed you?
All right,
you've been like doing our show without me. It's like
back.
Insider guide from Brenda.
No, it's not like that at all. It's just holding a space, just holding sacred space.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what have you been up to, my elf?
Well, I've been working, moving, and not sleeping.
That's not like you.
No, it's not like me. So I actually wanted to hijack this episode. I'm a psychic hijacker. I'm hijacking the other side. I think part of why I haven't been sleeping is I've been actually there. I have an unresolved grief situation. I had somebody in my life that just jumped.
Oh, no.
I say in my life, but and I'm not going to reveal it. I'm not going to reveal it yet. I can't even speak. Reveal it yet.
Spacious.
I want to tell the story. I know. I need to breathe. Breathe, elf. Breathe. I want to actually unveil the story. And I think part of what has been keeping me up was I believe this person contacted me the other night, but I think dealing with it, this unresolved thing in my life. And I wanted to share it because I've made a promise to everybody, if I didn't say it this way, is, you know, to be as transparent as I can, to be vulnerable. I really believe, I think everybody's probably learned this, you listen to the show at least once, is because I think we learn from other people's stories.
Oh,
and I just,
there's no doubt.
I think this is a doozy, and I can't possibly be the only one that is dealing with it, will deal with it or will ever deal with it. So I just want to share the story and hopefully I can sleep tonight.
Okay.
So I'm going to use y'all to sleep.
Is there anything before you get started? Is there anything specific that you would like from me to hold the space for you? Because it sounds like it comes from a deep space.
We'll find out. Okay. It does come from, you know what? We're just going to, so just so y'all know, Brenna doesn't know shit. I did like the pause in between Brenna doesn't know and then the pause and shit. But I actually said, I go, I feel like this is important. It's definitely important to me. I hope it will be important to other people. And I actually want you to experience the unfolding of it so you know where to come in.
Okay.
So,
I'll do my best.
Yeah, of course you will. I mean, you're Brenda, for the love of God. Okay. So I'm going to start with the story. And I'm going to start in 1976.
Okay.
How's everybody like that? Wasn't that our bicentennial?
It was our bicentennial.
So in 1976, I was 7 years old. And I remember the day that mom came home, Margaret came home, and she goes, I got you something. And she got me a 7 iron, a 7 iron, and a 5 iron. And she took me out to the driving range at our little crappy country club in Miami, Oklahoma. And she had a bucket of range balls, what they're called. And she said, here, no instruction, no nothing. So I picked up the club. I held it like a baseball bat. Because I had no instruction. I just held the thing. The first time I swung and hit a ball, it went high in the air and far. I had a gift I was born with. I had this incredible hand-eye coordination. Mom later in life used to say, give the kid a stick and a ball and she can play anything. And that was the beginning of what became early career in golf for me. By the time I was 9 years old, I was beating about 95% of the people at the country club. When I was 10, I won my first state championship in Oklahoma in the nine holers group, because they have 9 holes and 18 holes for those that don't play. And so the first year I played, I won at Southern Hills Country Club in Tulsa, Oklahoma. When I was 11, I won again. When I was 12, I went up to the big girls group and the 18 holers, and I was actually runner up in the state and still hold a record for being the youngest to ever achieve that.
So at 12, you were playing 18 holes.
In competition. Yeah.
Wow.
After that, I was competing, nationally. I think by the time I was a senior in high school, I was ranked in the top 10 in the country, being recruited by different colleges to play golf. All the while, not really enjoying the game, just to be really frank about it.
What kept you playing?
So what kept me playing was, most people know about my not so fabulous, on the verge of super tragic childhood with a stepfather. Mm-hmm. It was, I got out of the house, which was big bonus. And I was like mini famous in a small shitty town. You know, I was Julie the golfer. I was really great at something. It started to grow a little bit more. I was adored. I was admired. Ways I didn't feel when I was in Bob's presence.
Yeah.
And mom was different. Like, it's, you know, it's that whole weird household thing of one side of the house was like heaven, the other side was hell, you know?
Yep.
So it was a way to escape my life, I think, you know, but honestly, I never liked it, but I was really good at it, which is a really weird thing, just for the record, like to be really good at something, but to really not give a shit about it. And also the worst part of it, there's a lot of worse parts of it, but a really bad part of it is, I was good without practicing and everybody knew I didn't practice. And so the other girls or boys that I would play against were so frustrated, because I didn't try, you know, I'd go out and practice a little bit. And the thing is, I was good. It's like, kind of, I mean, imagine if I focused and gave a shit. The only thing that I truly loved, and it wasn't even me, what I truly loved, and I remember my mom doing this at a golf course called Cedar Springs. I think it was Cedar something in Tulsa. And it was, she would follow me. She would like hide in the rough behind trees because she just wanted to watch me play.
Mm-hmm.
And the joy I got was the joy I saw on her face. Mm-hmm. That was truly the joy that I had.
Did she play?
Oh my God. Yes. She was terrible. She used to make me hit her ball. And I remember one time she made me play with her and I hit all of her. I mean, like she would hit from where I'd hit her ball. And one time she got so pissed off because she hit her ball in the sand trap. She got in there, couldn't get out of the sand trap. And she's yelling, God damn it. And she leans down, picks up the ball and tosses it up on the green. And I fell over laughing for just how frustrated she was. But yeah, no, she was not that good of a, my mom wasn't, she was a swimmer. She wasn't a golfer.
Okay. Okay.
She did it for fun, you know, but yeah. So she had a kid that was really good at this shit. Like I remember being in my early teens and I would go play by myself, you know, just go out and play around. And I would hear guys that were very intimidated. Some guys were great because they thought it was cute. A girl was good, right?
Yeah.
That's not really great. It was just condescending. Then there were ones who were actually horrified. And then they would say things like, well, she gets to play from the red tees. So yeah. In golf, there are three tees. There's the, and when I play, they were the red tees. The white tees were the men's tees, which were further back, made the hole longer. And then behind that was the championship tees. And those were the blue tees. So just to fuck with them all, I would play from the blue tees. Or beat them. Not exaggerating. I mean,
I don't doubt
full
it.
Full on, it was just
I do not doubt
my world, what my world was.
Yeah.
So then came college recruitment, and I want us to take a break because I want to come back because this is a good time to hit part two of this story.
Okay. We'll be right back.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Have you made the switch to Knix? Millions of women have made the switch to the revolutionary period underwear from Knix. That's K-N-I-X. Period panties from Knix are like no other, making them the number one leak-proof underwear brand in North America. They're comfy, stylish, and absorbent, perfect for period protection from your lightest to your heaviest days. They look, feel, and machine wash just like regular underwear, but feature incognito protection that has you covered. You can shop sizes from extra small to 4XL. Choose from all kinds of colors, prints, and different styles, from bikinis to boy shorts, thongs to high-rise. You've got to try Knix. See why millions are ditching disposable, wasteful period products and have switched to Knix. Go to knix.com and get 15% off with promo code TRY15. That's Knix.com, promo code TRY15 for 15% off life-changing period underwear. That's KNIX.com.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
And welcome back to the cliffhanger. Here we go.
For being unresolved.
Here we go. So what else?
Yeah. So college recruitment came up. And I was supposed to go to Georgia, University of Georgia. I was going to be a Georgia Bulldog. At the time, Georgia was ranked second in the country. They were ranked behind University of Tulsa. In college athletics, they only have a set amount of scholarships. And I think maybe golf usually had between like 6 full scholarships, and sometimes they would split them and do whatever. And the scholarship I was supposed to get at Georgia was actually held by a young woman who ended up redshirting. And redshirting is you kind of sit out the year so you could keep your scholarship. Like, what happens is most college athletes cannot make it through a university in 4 years.
Right.
It's a lot to be a college athlete.
Yep,
it is very taxing. You don't have hardly a minute to yourself. Yep. So the one I was supposed to actually get this from ended up redshirting kind of late. So the coach had to pull it from me.
Oh.
And yeah. I was, as you can imagine, devastated. I mean, I've always been quite sensitive, let's be honest. I mean, it's not something that came up later in life. It's something that came up birth. long before that.
From the get-go.
From the get-go, I've been kind of sensitive. And I was pretty despondent. Like for a couple of days, I was just didn't really do anything. And my mom said to me, she said, "Well, honey, what do you want to do?" And I said, "You know, I've been recruited by Oklahoma. I might as well just go there." Like it was that level of excitement.
Yeah, totally.
And I'm being totally truthful. Like my level of excitement was very low. It's not what I wanted.
Yeah, it's despondent, right?
I was despondent. So yeah. I made a really. This is interesting. So the decision I made, you're going to find out how that paid off here in a minute. I ended up getting a scholarship to Oklahoma. Lived in the jock dorms. My college roommate named Cindy was fantastic. Our coach was was, because now we're headed to part of the what's unresolved. Her name was Carol Ludvigson, who just jumped last week. So I played on the team for 2 years. We started in 1976. Now we're going to fast forward to 1989. I was 19, 2 months shy of 20. My frontal cortex was not fully formed, just to remind everybody. Somehow my mother let me take an internship in Chicago.
Oh, mercy.
And let me drive there by myself.
As a 19-year-old?
Right on the verge of 20.
Margaret.
No, it was all fine. I mean, I made it. Everything was fine. But while I was driving, I'm by myself. I have my shit packed in my little Mazda 626 that was silver. And it's weird the things you remember when you're up at 3 a.m. thinking about all these fine details. But I remember driving, and it was kind of late in the evening. I don't think it was late, like 2 a.m., but it was late in the evening. And my whole life, I've been a fan of 3 artists, Neil Diamond, Ann Murray, and Barry Manilow, because that's what my mother listened to. And still to this day, I love all 3. And for all of our Canadian listeners, Anne's Canadian. I'm with you. To boot. So on this drive, I had a cassette tape. Also signifies the era. I had a cassette tape and no cell phone. So just clear that up. I was listening to the Barry Manilow Greatest Hits, and this song came up, and it was I Made It Through the Rain. Mm-hmm. I won't bother everybody with it. You can listen to it later if you care to. While that song is playing, I start thinking about, I don't want to play golf anymore.
Oh.
Yeah. And so I'm listening to Barry sing, I made it through the rain. Couldn't stop it. I had to do it, y'all.
Yeah.
And as I'm listening to this song, I make a decision that I'm going to quit the golf team.
Okay, so I just want to back up for a minute.
Yeah, back up.
So obviously when we're driving alone, we have a lot of time, you know, that we can't distract ourselves because we're driving. So that can be helpful. Plus you have music hitting the emotional field.
Right.
But you had been aware of this thought, like, I don't love golf.
Correct.
But did you know, like, I don't want to play anymore? Did you, were you conscious of that before you got in the car?
No.
Okay.
No.
That's what it feels like.
But so hindsight, it's a little obvious though. It also shows you frontal cortex, the cortex thing is, it wasn't really like clicking. Because I took an internship at an ad agency in Chicago. I did not plan to spend my summer playing in tournaments and practicing golf. So let's just be real clear. Like there were signs.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. But also just because you're taking an internship in Chicago isn't overtly saying I'm not going to golf this summer. Did you not pack your clubs?
Fuck no, I didn't pack my clubs.
Okay.
No, didn't take them with me, nothing.
No. Oh, okay. Okay.
No. So obviously I think a lot of my, well, I'll get to it in a second.
Okay.
So I make this decision. I have never felt this feeling. I never felt what I'm about to describe prior to this moment, and I've never felt it after. So when I'm driving, me and Barry, riding shotgun, and I made the final decision. I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore. I want an education is really what it was. Like, I want an education. And I'll give it more details in a second. But the most powerful thing, I physically felt chains being lifted off my neck and shoulders. Mm. I felt them. I felt weight, and it was chains.
Awesome.
Right?
Awesome.
So I knew that was my sign.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah. I didn't know I was so constrained by this, right? So burdened by it. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I was like imprisoned by something I was awesome at. It's weird, right?
But it's so amazing because the body always knows.
The body knows.
The body knows.
So now remember, no cell phone. I can't talk to anybody.
Yeah.
It's only me and Barry still. I make it to Chicago.
And Ann and Neil.
And I know, but it was Barry who was like, he was my man.
He was a gatekeeper.
Decision.
He was a gatekeeper. Yeah.
He was he's also my gay keeper. So I get to Chicago. I pull into the place that mom had set up this rent, like for me to rent. Okay. So here's what I thought I was like, I don't know what I thought was good. I was walking into, but I pretty much think I got a room at a halfway house. You weren't allowed to stay there more than 3 months and they provided breakfast and dinner and you had a room and he had to share a bathroom on the floor. So I think I stayed in a halfway house when I interned in Chicago, just FYI everybody.
Oh my God.
So,
oh my God.
But here's what's funny. I had a great time. I made it great.
Of course you did.
So they had a payphone. So I got
a payphone in the hall.
Yeah, they did. It was a payphone.
Oh my God. Did everyone else there have ankle bracelets?
I mean, it kind of seems like I think I was in a halfway house. And I think it was like $500 a month. And back in
the
day, that was a lot.
Yeah. But
no, well, it was $500. My rent in Dallas was $140. I'm in the halfway house, but they fed me twice a day. And that night I unpacked my stuff. And the first thing I did was I went to a payphone. I called my mom and I'm like, Mom, I don't think I want to play golf anymore. I said, in fact, it's not just, I think I don't want to. And I wasn't terrified to tell her because wasn't the relationship that we had. And she goes, baby, I will support you. Tell me more. And I said, you know, Mom, I think I realized something was off when I took this episode, by the way, Micah, cut along, y'all, so get comfy. So I told her, I said, when I took the entrance exam to get into the journalism school at University of Oklahoma, it was very rare for people to pass the first time. And I actually passed the first time and I was accepted into the J school. And I remember seeing my name. This is back in the days, again, pre-computer, pre-all this shit, right? Like dark ages. They would post.
Yeah.
They would post it on the glass wall or glass door.
In a hallway. Building. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, and my name was on it that I passed. And I remember walking out of there and I swear I floated down the stairs. or and kind of felt like I jumped like Mary Tyler Moore. And and I told Mom, I said, I have never felt that way about golf. In fact, I don't think I felt this way
everywhere.
About anything. Yeah.
Oh my
I
gosh.
Never felt it. And I've and I had had a hole in one and didn't give a shit. I literally had a hole in one and I kind of didn't give a shit.
You had a hole in one before you were 20?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, I was 15.
Oh my God.
Playing at an AJJ tournament in Lake Tahoe. In front of a guy named Phil Mickelson, for anybody who follows golf, who is one of the, like, the most famous male professional golfers, didn't give a shit. I mean, I just literally didn't give a shit. So I told her, and so when I told her the story, right, I told you weren't, you didn't know any of this stuff.
Yeah, I did not know any of this.
No, and here's the thing, nobody did until today. I never talked about this.
No,
I've never talked about this. This has been this like kind of deep seated thing. And like, it's P.S. it's going to get way worse here in a minute. So I told Mom about it and she goes, honey, I understand. She said, no, I'm going to tell you. I go, what's that? She goes, this is your decision. You're an adult and you need to go take care of it. You need to call coach.
Mm.
I said, okay. Cause she also raised me that way.
Yeah.
She raised me to make your decisions and live with them. Deal with the bad ones, celebrate the good ones, but you take care of your own stuff.
Yep.
I really didn't want her to say that because I wanted her to call coach for me secretly. I'm just going to let y'all know. I wanted my mama to like step in and rescue me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you knew that was not going to happen.
No, it wasn't going to happen. That was not Margaret. Yeah. So I called Carol and, told her I didn't want to play anymore. I vaguely remember the conversation. I remember we were both crying on the phone. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure, I think the overall message that I gave was, it's not you, it's me, which is also true.
You were breaking up with her.
I mean, it kind of, in a way. So, you know, that was rough and emotional and all of those things. And, so I ended up transferring to SMU, but I had to spend one more semester at University of Oklahoma because I had decided this big decision was too late to get into SMU and in the fall.
Okay.
So I embarked on probably the loneliest time I've ever had in my life. I ended up getting an apartment that was out off campus.
Mm. By yourself?
The people. Yeah, I was by myself. Well, because my world were the golfers, the team, and the coach, and no one spoke to me again. Except my friend Audra. Mel's wife, Audra. They all were done with me. I'm getting too down this little part here. Yeah, right? Yeah.
What the hell? That's awful.
We were... I don't want to make excuses. I'm just going to say this is what it was. It was the loneliest 4 months I've ever had in my life. I remember being on campus and seeing my freshman roommate. And I saw her and I was getting ready to like wave. And she turned over, she turned around, she looked at me, she saw me. And then she looked back and walked away. And I remember thinking, wow, I bailed you out of jail.
Now I want to put you back in.
Yeah, I bailed her out of jail. I mean, she went to Stillwater with her boyfriend on the football team and with a whole bunch of other football players, got hammered, went to a Kettle restaurant where they used to have that all-you-can-eat breakfast for $4, you know, the buffet thing. It's very Oklahoma.
Okay, don't take your word for it. But still, you would think on a team, you're building camaraderie. Mm. You take care of each other.
Friendships, right? So the things that roll through my head were things like I abandoned them, which I can see that they would feel that way. I also, funny enough, because I quit at the top of my game, for the record. I quit after we played in Las Cruces, New Mexico, and I think I shot par for the tournament. Yeah. No, like I quit at like literally the height of my game. And but it made room for other people to go in and compete for that spot.
Yeah.
I mean, I did hear some trash talk that happened and things like that, but you know, it was a really lonely time. So, is this good for another break?
I think we'll do part three.
Yep. Yeah, we'll do part three.
Okay.
And y'all hang with me, y'all. It'll be worth it.
Okay. We're going to resolve the unresolved. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Okay. We're going to do something. I don't know.
We'll be right back.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance. Helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Have you made the switch to Knix? Millions of women have made the switch to the revolutionary period underwear from Knix. That's K-N-I-X. Period panties from Knix are like no other, making them the number one leak-proof underwear brand in North America. They're comfy, stylish, and absorbent, perfect for period protection from your lightest to your heaviest days. They look, feel, and machine wash just like regular underwear, but feature incognito protection that has you covered. You can shop sizes from extra small to 4XL. Choose from all kinds of colors, prints, and different styles, from bikinis to boy shorts, thongs to high-rise. You've got to try Knix. See why millions are ditching disposable, wasteful period products and have switched to Knix. Go to knix.com and get 15% off with promo code TRY15. That's knix.com, promo code TRY15 for 15% off life-changing period underwear. That's knix.com.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
And welcome back. Okay, my elf.
Yes.
Take us with it.
Yeah.
Where are we going?
I'm
going to
bring
here?
Us home.
From the dark night of the soul.
Yeah, I'm going to bring us home, I think. Is so, you know, here's this event in my life that was, you know, pretty substantial. And I don't even think at the time I knew exactly why I didn't want to play anymore. I think later when I would talk more to my mom about it, I would tell her things like, you know, I use it as a crutch. I needed to grow up. I needed to not be Julie the golfer anymore. Cause I did. I felt that's what I did with the sport. So here's what happened. For the last 15 years, yeah.
Was your stepfather still in the house at this time?
No. He, okay. No. I think I was 12 when mom booted him.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
This shit lasts. It still hangs around, you know. It's like gonorrhea. It never goes away. It's exactly what my mother would say, by the way. People are like, what's gonorrhea? Or she called it the clap.
Oh,
so, nice. Yeah. She called gonorrhea, diarrhea, all these. She called them the Rhea sisters. She was a, my mother was a Rhea freak
funny.
Of awesome nature.
She was a funny one.
She was funny. So I think I started to understand more and I would express and I would talk to her about it. And that I didn't need it in my life. I needed just to be who I was, whoever that may be. I wasn't quite sure, you know. But I'm going to fast forward to, let's call it 15 years ago. We all have cell phones. We have Facebook. You know, we have the interweb. We have all these things. I ended up getting Carol's phone, her cell phone number. And I would reach out for 15 years.
You were looking for it.
No, I actually got it from Audra. Like I had, Audra gave me Carol's cell phone. And I had, she was on Facebook, I think. So I had Waze, and I would constantly, consistently, if not 20 years, would reach out. And I wasn't looking for anything in particular. I think what I was really looking for was, I don't know, to maybe apologize for how I handled it. I'm not sure whether I needed to sit there and listen to where I failed anybody for any reason. Did I not communicate clearly? I was really open. I wanted to clean it up. I wanted Carol to know that for that part of my life, like everybody was so incredibly important to me. And I just was so sorry that it didn't extend beyond that. Like it just felt so unfinished. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like, you know, baking a cake and it comes out half batter, half caked. It's like, it wasn't done. I just needed I needed to understand something. I needed to, and I'm all willing to apologize. I'm all willing to do any of those things. That's actually been a pretty consistent, I think, part of a good chunk of my life. And so I would call and then I'd get a text that says, because I was called Rieger back then too. Oh, Rieger, mm-hmm. You know, sorry I missed you. Call me in a few days. So this went on for decades, I think. I saw her on a Zoom call during COVID. Because they were having a Zoom call with some old players, some like my generation, and my old teammates were on there. And I knew because Audra, right? So Audra like kept me in the loop on things and invited me to join this. And I said, you know, I really would like for you to ask if it's okay, because I don't want to trigger anybody. Like because I don't know. I'm here in the dark, right?
Right. Right.
I see Carol. And I'll see another teammate who also jumped not long after that, named Audrey, who was amazing. And she had cancer as well. That's Carol actually passed last week of cancer. And it's 63. And I think Audrey was in her mid-50s. And I was able to tell Audrey at the time on that call in front of everyone how incredibly important she was. She was like our grounding force. She was this, you know, very loving, supportive energy that she gave to everyone. So I was able to at least tell her that. You know, we've talked before, Brenda, on air, off air, about when people have come to us and shared their stories about the impact that we had on them. And mm-hmm. I always want to give that back. You know, I always want mm-hmm. to tell people who have done that for me. And maybe that's what I wanted to tell Carol. I don't know what I wanted to tell her.
But this is the first time you're able to speak to her, correct?
That's the first time I had spoken to her in 32 years, maybe. After chasing her, trying to resolve, right?
No.
And I knew she was sick. Audra, because I'm still close with Audra. She told me that, you know, Carol wasn't doing well. And then Mel actually called me when I was in Los Angeles last week to tell me that Carol had passed. And I haven't slept great since then. In fact, the other night when I actually did get some sleep, I swear to you, she came to me. I can't remember exactly what was said, but I swear she came to me. Didn't feel resolved. You know, I'm still dealing with the unresolved nature, and I don't know if it's just her I'm unresolved about, or if it's the whole experience, the larger group, the whole thing. It was, even though it was my choice, and I recognize that, and I made the right choice. I don't regret my choice whatsoever.
Oh my God, no,
like zero regret with that.
She just loved you so much.
Is that why? That's what I thought.
She just loved you so much. And she felt, one, she didn't want to lose you, obviously. Because she felt like golf actually had more to give to you.
Mm. Yeah, but she's right? Yeah. Fair. That's fair. Right? That's totally fair.
She,
that's why
she
both cried
loved
on the phone.
Game.
Yeah, I know yeah. she did. It was her world.
She actually loved mm-hmm. the game. She knew what you did for the team. She knew what golf did, you know, to get you to school. Mm-hmm. But she actually thought golf could help you connect in with more of your own power. Right? Not just between you and golf. And she didn't get a chance to do that. Right. So she felt like she failed you. And the fact that you had a whole trajectory for a vision for your whole life that she wasn't even aware of.
Right.
She felt like she failed you. Because while she loved the game and she wanted to give that to the team, to every girl, every young woman who was there, she felt like she missed this from you. So she felt like a terrible coach. Because she knew how to navigate some other of the young women, you know, away from golf.
There were some really shitty players that thought they were dumb. I mean,
well, she wouldn't so say that.
But no, she was way nicer than that. But she's totally right about that.
Yeah, but she didn't realize that you had this other vision.
Yeah,
and were perfectly suited for it. She never doubted your intelligence or your gifts and how fast your mind moved. But she didn't see that. She was blind. And so she felt insecure and insufficient for you. And so it blindsided her in a way that she had so much shame.
Right. Oh, fuck. Is that why she avoided me?
That's why she couldn't take your call. Not because she didn't love you, for the opposite reason. She had so much shame that she had failed you.
Wow.
Right.
So, y'all, this is unresolved. It's exactly why I needed to talk about it today.
She loves you so much. She's in awe of you. She watched your whole career.
On the interweb machine? Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Isn't that a shame?
No.
No, but just the fact that
she couldn't receive you.
Okay. God, I tried. You. Boy, did I try. I tried and so hard.
And it was her insecurity.
Yeah.
Right? It was her insecurity and shame.
So she did come to me the other night, huh? Yeah, I knew she did. She knows I've been staying up thinking about this for nights.
Says you were always sensitive.
Well, we all knew that. No mystery there.
No.
Yeah.
She's laughing when she says, you can sleep now.
Thank you.
We're good.
I needed that.
She needed it too.
Carrying this around for a long time.
I'm so sorry.
I did try.
She's so sorry that she put you through that. That's not what she intended. She wasn't aware.
I tried so
She hard. Wasn't aware. She thought she was the only one in pain about it. You had nothing to be ashamed of. You were doing exactly what students are supposed to do, find themselves.
Yeah.
And you did better than most. Okay. You did it better than most. Like you do everything else.
When I thought she visited me, I could have sworn I reminded her to go hang out with mom. Did she happen to do that? She loved my mother and my mother loved her. Tell her to say hey.
It hasn't happened yet. She's not been there that long.
No,
but she's on the list. She's good. On the list.
Yeah. My mother loved her. She used to talk about me behind my back and it didn't bother me. She would like reach out to my mom and talk to mom. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. They needed that. They both loved you. That was what they had in common.
It was me. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Their love for you. That's what they had in common. That's what they celebrated. Yeah. Beautiful.
Not what I expected. Never is.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It never is. Well. Well, everybody, welcome for this joyous fucking episode. but I think that thank you.
You can let it go.
Yeah.
You can let it go, she says. You can let it go. Well, I will see you again. And she had a beautiful life planned for you.
I've had one.
She knows it, but yeah. You would not have had to work so hard. No. If only you loved golf. The fact that you didn't kind of got in the way.
I know, right?
But she said, but the thing is, you not being attached to the game helped you play with freedom, so it never looked like you were suffering. Mm-mm. You played with such freedom. Mm. But that's what we all longed for.
Yeah, she used to bitch at me for not wearing socks, by the way. Just so everybody knows. I've hated socks my whole life. She made me play in the sleet one time, and I wouldn't wear socks. Like, the things that I remember, it was such... I mean, the thing is, it's like, you look at different times of your life, and everything has different levels of power into it, right? Mm-hmm. That time, that was held a lot of power. If yeah. I'm sitting here at 54 going on 55, right? I just talked about from 19 going on 20. And the power it holds from 19 going on 20 to 54 going on 55 is a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. And without this tension in this decision, you wouldn't have developed the resolve and the resilience to tackle what you tackled in life. Right? This served you.
I see that.
It didn't wound you in a way that was damaging. It created a wound for you to recover from.
Yeah.
Right? Like when you break a bone and then the bone heals, it's stronger in that place than the rest of the bone because of the cartilage laid down.
Right.
That's how it served you. This was not a mistake. This was not an error in your life. This was part of your path for your strengthening, for your resilience. Think of the fights that you had to fight, right? Because you knew it was right. And you stood up and it exhausted you sometimes, but you had that inner strength because of the decisions like this that you made when you were 20.
That was
you
made 19 going on 20. 19. That was
my correction.
19 going on 20. I'm an August baby, and so is Carol. And I remember her birthday, August 5th.
Leo to Leo.
Isn't that funny? But like, I can't remember so many people's birthdays, but I remember hers. But you know what? It's true. It was actually the first time I'd ever made a really hard decision. Mm-hmm. She's right.
Yeah.
Should we rename this podcast Resolved? I'm not sure now. I knew I didn't want to tell you about any of it ahead of time.
Yeah.
So you were with me the whole way?
I was with you the whole way. Did not know where it was going. There's one other thing.
Yeah.
She wants you to know. She wants you to know. It was only out of sheer love and admiration for you that she did not ever approach you as a student to come back. She wanted to do that so many times. Oh,
for me to come back to OU?
She said come back to the team, even if you didn't come back to play, but to heal. And wow. And she said she felt like it would have been disrespectful of your decision. And it was one of the hardest things she's ever done.
Wow.
To not reach out to you for years, this was hard for her.
Well, we sure did break each other's heart, didn't we?
Out of love and stubbornness and fear.
Wait, was I the stubborn one in this scenario? I have to sit up for this answer.
I don't think so. I think the stubbornness and the fear, especially when you reached out to her so many times, that was all on her. It was shame. It was shame.
Wow. Okay. Well, this has probably been the longest episode we've ever had. And thank you. And thank you, Carol. And certainly thank you, my witchy poo.
Of course.
And I hope those who've been able to make it through this, because I barely did myself, that you kind of look at your own life and you look at these situations and learn from them. Sometimes it's a little late. I think a few things is that if you can resolve, make an effort. If you can't, it eventually will be, I guess. I am not sure exactly what else to say.
If you can't resolve, if you don't have direct access through your own dreams and meditation or mediumship, just choose love.
Yeah. That's best advice ever.
And I want to thank everyone for listening. And remember that our school is hard, so very hard sometimes. And it is never without the presence and love and support of the other side. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thank you for joining us, everyone. And a special thanks to our producer, Joey Pat, and our executive producer, Maya Cole Howard, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at Other Side Guides or shoot us a note at hi@vibes.store.
We want to know what you think. We want to know what you know. And we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
our school is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.